My stuff is extremely treated.
Okay.
Granular synthesis. Daniel's is essentially untreated except for spatialization. Am I right?
Yeah. And I just went into the sessions and meticulously like cut out bits that I liked.
Their stuff was wildly disorganized. They just put the players in the studio and just said, "Do whatever you feel like." And they would say, and they talked to them in the session. So the recorders would go like, "How's this? Wait, how about this? What do you think about that?" And so, you know, it's very difficult to work with as a recording. Very easy to work with a granulator. Right. Yes.
The only way you can do it.
It's so very.
But who's
so
guiding them?
Do you know anything about the sessions of what they were trying to achieve or who was directing them?
The idea was to make an extended technique sample library. Released by a longer sound, but then they just started some sort of like basically like first sessions, almost test sessions, and then the concern came up that releasing all of those extended techniques basically makes the musicians that play them puts them out of work. Because that's what they get hired for usually. And so then the program just the project just stopped because then there was this like.
And that was the point at which we got access to the samples for Variant.
And so all those musicians out of work.
They're all starving now.
Yeah.
But we never said which musician went with which thing, so
maybe they're still struggling by. So yeah, that's that thing. I can give you the preamble to the next thing if you want to boot it up.
Yeah.
So this one also kind of grows out of the Variant series. You're so inspirational, Josh. So Josh and I have a series of pieces / apps / installations called Variant. And there's one called Variant Flare, which is a very percussive rhythmic one. And at some point, Josh and I had the opportunity to do an installation of this with our tech was 2 iPads and 4 speakers, but we had not built any software synchronization system. So we sat there with these 2 setups, going, okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, go! And we tried to like press play at the same time, but we could never get them to sync up. And so finally we're like, we gotta work with this. So we started just doing these like random, what we ended up calling wild sync, where we'd just be like, okay, push the button, see what happens. And we would eventually get like a cool groove between the 2 different apps. And it was really fun. It took a few tries, usually to set the installation going. But once we got it, you have these cool interactions that were kind of polyrhythmic between the 2 different instances of this app. So my thinking around this time had been like, that's such a cool process. How can I like capture that? Instead of just having me and Josh like, kind of push buttons and get a good shot, I should be able to capture it on the computer somehow. So I did a percussion piece that everything is quantized and locked into a very clear grid, and everything uses the same rhythm and that same grid, although they're all in different meters, so it's very polymetric. But I would do that technique of finding these weird little grooves between these things at the same tempo that aren't quite matched up, and they're kind of like weirdly phasing each other, and then I capture that digitally. So I built a whole percussion piece out of it. Now, I would have a different recommendation for this piece. When Daniel and I tried this earlier, I ended up walking around, and at least get a spinning chair, but I recommend you walk around listening to it. What I found was really fun, because, all right, so first off, let me explain the spatialization. We have diagonals of speakers like this, so it goes like that, like this, like that. So there's, one will be down and one will be up of a stereo pair. So what I recommend you do is just wander around and like listen to one speaker, what it's doing, and then you get the weird other stuff going here. You won't block anyone because it's also coming from the parallel upper speaker. And it's really fun to like pick out different patterns. You can also just stand and like turn your head and kind of change the piece, which is fun, as you notice like different patterns come in and out. But you'll hear, it kind of makes sense. But please wander around, that's what I'm gonna do. And yeah, this was called another some stupid date of mine. I don't know what it's called. What's it called?
Yeah, it's called
May 27, 2016.
guys leaving?
That's it. See you, man.
Bye. It's cool, man.
It's on the wall.
And what's it going?
We can wait for you guys.
Where was our setting? Was
this one was at minus 10.
Yeah. So let's start with that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's. I'll wait. We'll wait for Devin. I wanted him to hear this piece. So. He went to the bathroom.
He'll be back. I forgot about that moment.
What the one thing?
No, yeah. What, I forgot about that whole episode.
It's a great technique.
What? Where was that?
That was at the Gina Gibney install. Remember, we did something for her, like.
The second time we did something for her. The first time there were no visuals. Or was that time?
I thought that was that time. I thought I only did something for her once. It was like a benefit or something at
her
space.
Oh, was it?
We were on like a side room. We had two things set up.
I remember this, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a great technique. And I was like, I gotta do something with this.
Do people still download it? Claire, I should look at the stats.
I get the stats. People, suckers, download it still.
So the app is still available?
Yeah. It still works as far as we know.
Yeah.
It's very Claire.
It has more longevity.
Are you ready now?
Okay.
All right. Can we hit play? Should I just press space bar?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Please walk around. Thank you.
Thank you. about 30 minutes long, which you figured out. Comments, questions, concerns?
I never thought Flair would be able to sound. I mean, Flair can't sound that good.
Right, but it's the same concept. No,
it's the same concept, and it's kind of the same material.
It's the same material.
So amazing.
Well, thank you. It's like I've just tried to build out what we had done with that, with what you can do if you're in the studio, rather than trying to build an app or an installation. So.
Stupid
apps ruining everything. Stoners, good enough for you?
Are the sound sources recorded? Or
they are all sample libraries.
Okay.
Percussion and...
so those were your samples? Those were libraries?
Yeah, they're all libraries, yeah.
My Imbaro wasn't in them?
No, it's not, sorry. I have some Imbaro pieces in here, but that's it's not in there.
And then did you play them with like a...
No, it's all step sequencer. My beloved step sequencer, Numerology, which I highly recommend, even though they don't really make it anymore or update it anymore, but it's a fantastic step sequencer. It can do really weird meters, which is what you're hearing. Each of those patterns, so the basic architecture is it starts with individual patterns on individual instruments, which are all in very strange meters, like 17, 16, or, you know, 15, 14, or whatever, very weird loops. Then those get recorded and then recombined in Ableton with our WildSync thing into smaller groupings that have an interesting groove. And then those become, you know, each of those has about two or three or four different elements going at once. Those blocks then get thrown into the DAW and then built into the actual narrative of the thing. So it's a lot of different layers upon layers of stuff.
And you were recording each output?
Each output of the steps, yeah, because it would kill any sample to have that many sounds across the whole computer would just die. So like you record, you know, one cycle of something or, you know, a few minutes, you know, a minute or two of it looping with, you know, variations, and bounce that and then use that to build stuff up.
So you were making very deliberate choices throughout.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
At every step of the way.
Yeah, I mean, they're based on chance. I mean, it's improvisation.
Right.
But, and you can also probably tell that there's an underlying set of patterns in there, the deep, 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 which gets messed around with a lot. So there's like an underlying library of patterns that's getting varied and applied to those different instruments. You know, so you're hearing kind of the same themes across different instruments.
And the WildSync thing, I mean, it seems like you must have done that like a ton of times to find
out. Ton of times, like 99 out of 100 are horrible. And what you can do in Ableton is just switch off the grid so that you're just going like ba-ba or ba-ba, and you're just trying to hit something until something cool comes out of it with two or three different patterns at once. And it's, yeah, there's zillions that you gotta record, but when you get a good groove going, you record that, and that's the next level building block for the piece. Mm-hmm. So,
has this track been released?
Yeah, it's on my website. It's been, there was a multi-channel version on Realm. It's on Bandcamp.
May something?
May
27th.
Thank you. May 27th, 2016. I can send you the link, Raph.
We also got two remote applauses.
Oh, thanks!
Instagram Wayfarm.
Alright, thank you.
We have
remote audience as well. Big Brooks Worries is going to sign in. Hello, Nick, if you're listening.
We're streaming. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a Wayfarm.
Yeah. Your questions are now.
Oh no.
Public. Alright, well, so this is the now for something completely different thing. was anybody at the roulette show that Daniel and I did? I don't think any of you guys were here.
Wait, was it with a bowl?
No, it was me,
bowl?
Daniel, and Anne.
Guthrie.
Anyway, good, so it's all new. This is a very sparse piece that is mostly silence. It's for sample chamber instruments and a lot of silence. When we did it at Roulette, we had a 12-speaker setup on three levels, on like the floor, the stage, and the balcony. So it was originally arranged with each instrument, each note of each chord, I don't know how many chords are in this thing, maybe it's mostly like chords of silence, it's gotta be 100 or something. It's about a half hour long, and it's probably boring. Each instrument was placed separately in the spatial